Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Angie Fully Loaded, where we don't dream it, we drive it. Me as your host is Angie Taman. Today we'll be chatting it up with peer student Andrea Vasquez. She is majoring in automotive technology. Hey Andrea, how are you feeling today?
Hello, I'm doing great today actually.
How was your day so far?
It's pretty good. Had my breakfast, had my daily dose of automotive every day.
Right, that's all we need.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start it off with an easy question. Mm-hmm. What is it about cars that you love or admire?
I love the complexity of it and how it's not just about getting your hands dirty and fixing the car. There's more to it. There's electrical, there's math involved, there's science involved, and that's what drew me in to most learning about more about cars.
All right, and then so... Did you have any role models growing up?
I did. My father was a mechanic and then later on studied to be an auto body technician in collision repair. So I grew up always seeing him work on cars and seeing all his projects he brought back home and how that was his passion and kind of went on to me to be my passion.
That's pretty cool. So yeah. He got you into the whole like car scene?
Yeah, he did. Definitely.
And did he encourage you to pursue it as a career?
He didn't. He never really forced it on us. He kind of had it there if we ever wanted to look into it, and if not, he was fine with that. I mean, he had three daughters, so it wasn't really... Most people would go for a boy to start looking into cars, but he didn't really mind that he had his three daughters to start the process, and yeah.
Do your sisters are also like into it, or just you?
It's just me, actually. Mm-hmm. They're not into it at all.
Was he cool with the idea of you being in the automotive
technology? He was. He was actually really happy really supportive, yeah.
He's motivating you a lot.
Yeah.
Did he help you also, like, help you with the career that you want to pursue? Or did you pick that on by yourself?
I kind of picked it by myself. He just had it there as an option. Because he for where he was on the more hands-on, heavy-handed side. I'm looking more into the customer service side, but I also want to learn about the hands-on side because I've also worked as a service technician. So I have both of my options open.
That's pretty cool. Where did you work as a service technician?
I worked at Chevrolet at Keys. And
what exactly would you do there?
I worked with the lube techs. So they do basic things like oil changes, brake changes, and tire rotations and little things like that. And maintenance things, so I would do that as well.
That's pretty cool. And to get that job, what did you have to do?
My high school teacher got me into it. It was just showing him that I was interested in general. There's not many kids who put in that extra time and all that effort to want to continue on and want to get internships or get jobs that way.
Yeah.
So I put extra interest in that, and he took that as... I'm actually motivated.
Like,
I want, yeah. So he
please
got me the job.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Not many teachers, I guess.
Yeah.
Really, like, that's pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm. And when you were there, did you start off, like, with little things, or they threw you in there?
They start you off first showing me how everything worked and how to work with their program because I went in knowing the basics. So they had to teach me. Which I didn't mind, and they didn't mind either, which I loved. Like, they were really supportive and helpful, even if I was a girl, too. I was the only girl in the shop, too.
What? So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Something to get used to.
How did it feel when you first walked in the shop for the first day?
Oh, my God. I was so scared. Right. I was... It's intimidating walking into a shop where everyone's, you know, knows what they're doing. They're a lot older, and it's... all men, so
I totally get you.
That's really intimidating, but I got used to it.
And do you still work there?
I don't right now. I'm actually practicing and studying for competitions that we do involving automotive service technology, so yeah, I took a step back from the working place.
And the competitions you just mentioned, mm-hmm. Have you been in any?
Yes, I have. Just recently I did one called Automotive Service Technology, but this was a solo competition, so I went in by myself. I usually go in with groups of at least three other people, but this one was just alone, And I actually placed gold in that.
Yeah, what? So
I was really happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what exactly would you do? What did you do to get the gold?
What we do is they give us tests called ASC tests, which certain mechanics or tests they take to get certified in different categories. So there will be steering and suspension. There will be air conditioning. So they give you a test on that. And from that test, they'll pick the top six to continue on to the next, to the rest of the competition. So it's just basic things like electrical, seeing tire wear and maintenance of the car, yeah, and learning how to look through their programs like AllData and ShopKey, which is these service programs that dealerships use, and things like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of people competing, and I was actually really surprised when I got top six to continue on.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Were there also other girls?
There was only, I think, two other girls. And I was the only one to make it to the top six.
What? So, yeah. And that felt great?
That did feel great, actually.
Oh, my God. And how did your family feel about that when they saw you up there?
Oh, they're really proud. They didn't think I would continue on with it. And me even just going to the competition, they were happy enough. And actually placing, they loved it.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. And then for right now, you're coming to school for customer service, right? How long have you been in school?
Right now, I'm actually coming to school for service technology, too, because I want to further my knowledge in that. I feel like I have a lot to learn. This will be my second semester.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And what classes are you taking currently?
Right now, I have automatic transmissions, and I take an engines class, too.
And how are those classes going for you right now?
They're going good. It's just taking engines and transmissions apart and learning about them and how they work. And how to rebuild them as well.
And then you've already started that right now?
Yeah, I'm currently in it right now.
Yeah. You've already like rebuilt a whole
engine? Right now, we're finishing taking it apart and we're doing our measurements. And then we're going to have to rebuild it. There's a lot to it that I did not know.
It sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot. The automotive is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are some things that you're trying to learn more into besides like the customer service part and... Like, you're trying to get into electrical?
Yeah, the technology behind it, because technology today, it's going everywhere, and the cars are following it. Yeah. You're getting all these all-electric cars and the Teslas and things like that.
Yeah.
So we have to go with how everything's going. So technology is advancing. We have to learn how to advance with it.
You are so right.
Everything with it, which is a lot.
Yeah, because I've heard that in the future, I think everyone's going to have to like drive electric cars.
Hopefully not, because I like my my gas powered cars. But
what do you drive right now?
Oh, I just drive a little Honda.
It's okay, everyone starts with the Honda.
Yeah, that's my first car, so
that's great.
Just gotta start somewhere.
Have you done and all the maintenance you've done it yourself?
Yeah, all the maintenance I do it. So if it needs a brake change or oil change, I just take care of it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's easier.
It is easier. Are you thinking of, like, modifying it in any way?
Not that car. No. I hope to get a different car later on.
Yeah,
when
we
I
see
actually...
modified Civics out there. It's like that's all over the car scene.
It's funny, actually. Yeah.
It is. We see all those
names. Yeah, every day.
It's hilarious. All right. And then how does it feel to be in the Automo program here?
Mm-hmm.
And if one of the few girls that are there. How does that feel?
At first, it was kind of odd because you don't see anyone like you in the class. And you stand out a lot because you're the only girl there. But now it's more comfortable. The professors make it comfortable. They welcome you and they don't treat you any differently as they would any other student, which I love. And I just got used to it. And you don't feel it anymore. Like, you walk in and if you're the only girl, then... It doesn't feel any different than if you were not.
It's like you're just walking into a random classroom.
Just walking into a class.
That's pretty cool. And then the teachers said they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then what other classes were you planning to take like next semester?
Next semester, I want to take a tune-up class.
Get into the tune-up.
Yeah. With hopefully the same professor that I want.
What is your professor right now?
Right now I have my transmission class is Fortune, and my engines is Mike Van Dyke, and Incredible. I love them. They're amazing. Yeah. I like the way they teach. All the professors there, I actually really love.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's good to hear. Do you feel like the guys in class, at the beginning, mm-hmm. do you feel like the guys underestimated you, or do you think that now still?
They do. I mean, I'm small, and I'm a girl, and I can see why. I mean, I think anyone would, but, you know, once they actually talk to you and you start working with them, then they see, oh, okay, you know, she's here for the same reason I'm here. She's interested. Yeah. She wants to do this as much as I do. So then they don't. But, you know, everyone at first, they think I'm just there for fun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Have you been finding it easier to network with them?
Yeah. Mostly because we're all there for the same reason. We all have that one same interest and that one same passion. So that's our one way to start a conversation and get used to each other.
That's pretty cool. And then it's easy to just ask them for help if you need to.
Yeah. You have to. I mean, we all need help at one point. And not being comfortable in a class, it just makes it worse. If you need help and you have to ask someone and you're not comfortable. So it's always best to walk in and, you know, be friendly and talk to everyone, because at one point you're going to need their help, or they're going to need your help.
Network is key, especially in this industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what are some companies you would like to work for in the future?
In the future? Oh, that's hard. I would like to work for Tesla, only because I'm really interested in that electrical field. But also, of the companies I'm interested to, like manufacturers, I really like Subaru, so I would not mind at all to work for them too.
Subaru is like the best.
I love them. I love their cars.
It's Tesla and Subaru. Mm-hmm. What other company you feel like would be great?
Like would expand?
Expand your knowledge.
My knowledge. That's hard. I don't know. They all have something different. The way they manufacture and the way they build their own cars, they're all different. Like if you look at Chevy and the American cars compared to Toyota. So I hope to get a little something from everyone.
That would be great. Like in every company, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
And right now you're just going to stick to just school, or you think you're going to look into getting a job?
I want to look into getting a job soon. I'm actually looking into it now as a service advisor. So I'm starting my training on that. And want to continue on with school at the same time, so that way I have both.
Yeah,
I want both. Yeah.
Doing both things at the same mm-hmm. time, getting knowledge from everywhere.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And have you looked into internships?
Yeah, I've done internships at Chevy, which is where I worked.
Yeah.
And then I've also worked with other people who have their own shops as internships, to learn and to further my knowledge. Well, I don't have much.
So,
yeah.
Yes, you do. You probably have more than me.
Well, I hope to gain more. There's always more to learn.
I'll call you to change my breaks. And I was at the shops you said you were working at before, mm-hmm. like the independent ones. Was that after Chevy or before?
That was before and after. Yeah. I always like to keep myself busy. And, like, learn more.
What do you feel is the difference between the independent shops and, like, the big corporate?
I feel like in independent shops, because most people there teach themselves things, there's different ways on doing certain jobs. And as manufacturers, sometimes they expect you to have certain training and do things a certain way. While as independent, it's more free. And you can do things more your style rather than a big corporation style.
Did you feel like it's harder in a corporate or an independent?
I feel like it's harder in a corporate because they're more on you, like in doing things the way they want it to be done and getting everything finished. I'm sorry. It's falling. But yeah, independent shops usually run things however the owner wants. So if he wants to do things his way, in that it's more the mechanic does it the way he wants to do it, then that's fine. However, in big corporation or manufacturers, like in dealerships, you have to follow their program and their style. Because
I know they're on you, right? And the mm-hmm. big corporates, it's pretty intense then, right?
They look at you. They actually want you to work faster too. So that's also kind of intimidating, having to do things at a certain time. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to do things like, I think they give you like 16 minutes for something.
Yeah, everything of the job you do, it's paid for how much they say the time is going to take you. So even if it takes you less or if it takes you more, you get paid for the time that they tell you get paid. So that's intimidating.
That
so
if, is.
If you're a slow worker, then you got to speed it up. Yeah.
So I give you a 16-minute job.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually do that in an hour, you just get paid for the 16 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, that kind of...
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
So you have to learn how to be faster.
Yeah, you have to learn how to actually do the job in a way that it's efficient and fast and reliable, that it won't be damaged to anything else.
So like your time and then also yeah. the clients.
The client, yeah.
That's pretty intimidating. Especially
yeah.
as women.
Yeah.
But how did you find that? Was it difficult for you to finish on time?
At first it was, because I wasn't too familiar with everything. I'm still learning even more then. But once I start doing things on a daily basis, you get used to it and it becomes like something you don't even have to think about.
So natural.
Like, okay, I have to change that, right? That takes 5 minutes. And that's, yeah.
Let's go. Back. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Like when you first started, how long did it take you to do, let's say, an oil change?
Oh my God. my first ever oil change took me forever, like at least an hour and an hour and a half.
And how much did they pay you actually for an oil change?
Oh, oil change, not much. Like 30 minutes, I think. Depends where. Every manufacturer does different. But when
minutes?
I did it, like on my own now. Well, now it doesn't take that long. It's like,
and no one helped
minutes.
You the first time?
They do. They give you a hand. I ask for help if I need help, and they don't mind taking their time to help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they, I mean, they're there.
They're there. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then, so now how long does it take you to do an oil
change?
Oil change
in 10 minutes. Not
10
that bad.
Minutes?
Taking off a bolt, taking off a filter, putting it back. Yeah, it's not that long.
What exactly does it go into doing an oil change? Because why did it take you so long the first time?
Because you have to drain the fluid first, so you have to take off the bolt on the engine oil pan. I couldn't take off. I'm not that strong.
Yeah.
So there's certain tools to make it easier to take it off. I didn't know how to use these tools, so I was just trying to do it with my own small force that I have, so that took me forever. And then you have to take off the oil filter, and that also was kind of hard for me to take off because I wasn't using any tool at all. I was trying to take it off with my hand. And that's not, I mean, most guys, they can do it with just their hands. I cannot.
Yeah, it was a little bit stronger.
So that took me a long time. But I finally got it off and I finally got it changed.
You finally got
yeah.
it after an hour. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty tight. What else did you do there?
There, they also make you do like a reprogramming at Chevy. Like their new cars would come in, like their Volts, and you would need to reprogram their things. So
what exactly is a reprogramming?
So, like, their software update, like your phone, mm-hmm. the car update on their software.
Yeah.
So, we would have to plug in this tool and, like, through the computer, update it.
Yeah.
So, it's everything's, you know, it changes it. Like, when you do your iPhone update,
yeah,
it's like that,
like,
but for your car.
So, what exactly does it change? Like, on our phones, I know it changes, like...
Yeah, the setting.
Even
it may
the
change
icons
it.
Change
yeah.
sometimes.
It may work, make the car work more efficient. That's what they say.
That's what they
yeah.
say.
I haven't looked into it much, and that's what I want to learn more about. They
oh,
say,
that's what
yeah.
you're trying to get.
Yeah.
Is that the electrical side of it?
Yeah, that's the electrical. Well, also that and, like, everything else inside the car, like the wiring and all that. I don't know much about it because it's all electrical. It's all wires. It all works off power and voltage. And
sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
So oil change, reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you say that you do? That you did at Chevy?
Tire rotations.
Was that hard for you?
Their cars are pretty big. Their tires are pretty big.
Yeah,
so yeah, getting it off.
Yeah,
oh my God, some of the tires are my size. Just
really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Getting them off was a struggle, but
how did
you
do it?
It was hard. I managed to find my own little ways, like lifting it with just my leg, like sitting down, in my own technique. Because I don't have much arm muscle, but I have leg muscle, so you
yeah.
have to use what you have to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know the proper way is you put your leg up,
mm-hmm.
and then you
yeah.
just basically drop it on
yeah,
your...
Yeah, pull it up, yeah. But sometimes I couldn't pull up with my arm, so what you can do is lower the car so you can just lift it with just your legs onto the thing and guide it with your arms. So it's not just your arms with the force.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I had to play around with it to figure that out.
I have one question about tire rotations. Mm-hmm. How many times do you have to be changing the tires, from back and forth?
Depends how much you drive it. A couple thousand miles. I do mine at least 2,000 miles. Well, that's just the way I drive too. I just started learning to drive, so hard stops and things that'll wear your tire more. You want to do your tire rotation more often.
How is it that you drive then? Oh. You don't even want to.
You don't even want to know.
I probably don't want to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to end this with one last question. Mm-hmm. Pretty fun question, I think.
Okay.
What is your dream car and why?
Oof. Dream car, like modified and all that?
Whatever you feel.
My realistic dream car
is a Subaru. Let's go first. Realistic, yeah, and fantasy.
It's a Subaru because I love them. A WRX, and put my own modifications to it.
So just eventually. The basic one, or
yeah,
the STI?
The STI. You have to get the STI.
Girls say STI. Yeah.
Can't just get that big. Yeah.
What do you okay, now that you're on that, what do you think about the Type R, the new Civic Type R?
That too. When I had just gotten my basic Honda Civic, because I just wanted something quick, reliable, cheap, and then I saw the Type R, and I'm like
yeah,
damn,
I want that.
I should have just waited a little, yeah.
All right, it looks like our time is running out. We've been talking to peer student Andrea Vasquez. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me. She's here. She's a second year.
Mm-hmm. Second semester.
Second semester. Thank you. Second semester peer student here. And she is learning in the automotive program. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Angie Fully Loaded, where we don't dream it, we drive it. This has been Angie Taman with KPCRadio.com.